Sexual assault is in the headlines every day. In New York State, a group of advocates is working to ensure that victims of sexual assault are able to seek justice, as we hear in our next segment.
I'm Corinne Carey, and I'm here with Jessica Shafroff, the chief strategist for the Coalition to Pass the Child Victims Act in New York State. The Child Victims Act would extend the statute of limitations for the reporting of child sexual abuse. The bill is designed to encourage more victims to come forward and seek justice for abuse that was never properly addressed, if it was ever addressed at all. It would also promote public safety as a way to expose abusers and the institutions that have hidden abuse for far too long. Good afternoon, Jessica. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Corinne.
I gave a brief summary of the Child Victims Act, but can you say a bit more about what the bill would do?
Sure. There are several different versions of the Child Victims Act in the legislature right now, but the bill that our coalition is supporting, and our coalition is comprised of survivors from across the state, survivors actually from across the country who were abused in New York, advocates, trauma experts, social workers, psychologists, medical professionals, a whole host of organizations who have all come together. There's over 150 of us now, are supporting a bill that would do essentially four things. One, it would prospectively extend the statute of limitations to bring civil charges against an abuser or an institution who was negligent in either reporting abuse or dealing with it in some way or covered it up. It would prospectively expand the criminal statute of limitation to bring abusers to justice. It would eliminate what we call the 90-day notice of claim to bring a claim against a public institution who has been negligent in reporting abuse. And it would also open up a one-year window where adult survivors of childhood sexual abuse could come forward and go to civil court.
And how long have advocates been trying to get this bill passed in Albany?
For far too long. This is year number 12. The bill has passed in the Assembly multiple times. The bill has never made it to the floor in the New York State Senate.
What are some of the arguments against passing the Child Victims Act?
You know, there are a lot of strawman arguments out there. We hear about memories fading and lack of witnesses and all of these kinds of things. But, the main opposition is to the window. The main opposition is coming from those who would actually be brought to court as defendants. They're the big institutions who have a history of covering up abuse, who have a history of not reporting abuse, keeping records of abuse, but doing nothing to actually protect children. So, you know, it's folks like the Boy Scouts of America who kept records about pedophiles in their midst for decades and decades. It's the Catholic Diocese and some other folks who have histories of being negligent in reporting. And what they say is that, old cases shouldn't be brought to court now because it's impossible to defend against these cases when somebody might be dead or there's no recollection, there's no witnesses left. But there's nothing different about these cases than any other civil case that you would bring. The burden of proof is still on the plaintiff, which means the plaintiff has to prove their case. It doesn't hurt the defendant if there are no witnesses or no records or no memories. That hurts the plaintiff, right? So it's the same system that we have now in place for this. It's another argument that we hear is that the payouts would bring nonprofits or organizations that do good work to bankruptcy, and that just hasn't happened in any of the other states that have opened windows for adult survivors. Many institutions are covered by their insurance carriers for negligence. Beside that fact, we believe that if you were, if you did something that caused children to be harmed, then you should pay the price for it.
You mentioned other states. Are there other states that have extended the statute of limitations for child child sexual abuse reporting?
Yeah, New York is actually at the very bottom of the ladder when it comes to statute of limitation reforms for these kinds of crimes. We're in the company of Mississippi and Alabama and Michigan, home of Larry Nassar. So,
can you remind our guests who Larry Nassar is?
Larry Nassar is the doctor for USA Gymnastics, who had over 250 plaintiffs come forward and accuse him of sexual assault in the world of gymnastics.
And many of those victims were barred by the statute of limitations from bringing him to court.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you look at institutional knowledge, it's the perfect example of why we need to hold institutions accountable. There were over 150 complaints against Larry Nassar before the institution did anything. So until institutions feel like it's going to harm them more to hide abuse than to report abuse, then they're going to continue to protect their reputation and their bottom line.
You mentioned that one of the arguments against the bill is that, victims may have, their memory may be foggy. There may not be witnesses to come forward and speak for the defendants. Have any of the leading civil liberties or defense organizations come out strongly against this bill?
I haven't seen any of them come out. The only, you know, the opposition that I know of is coming from, institutions who have been defendants in other states, who have long storied histories of covering up abuse, and from some insurance carriers. I haven't seen of any of those organizations opposing.
So we are speaking with Jessica Shafroff, the lead strategist for the Child Victims Act Coalition on the Hudson Mohawk magazine. Jessica, what are some of the obstacles you face? It seems like this is a sympathetic piece of legislation, particularly in the Me Too era, in a time when many institutions are recognizing that they need to take responsibility. People are being held accountable. What are some of the obstacles you faced in getting this bill passed in 2018?
You know, the main obstacle has been the New York State Senate. The Senate majority has not wanted to bring a bill forward. Last year, they even broke their own rules to report the bill out of committee without a vote. They've really tried to do everything possible to not really take a position on this issue. A bunch of them recently put out a bill. Just last week, so we finally have what appears to be, you know, the majority of the Republican conference's position on this bill. However, that bill does nothing to hold institutions or abusers accountable. The bill would actually raid an account that is controlled by Manhattan DA Cy Vance that's being used by the DA to, amongst other things, help with the rape kit backlog, to pay out claims for folks who bring a claim in front of this, you know, commission of folks who, it's not the normal judicial process. There'd be a special commission of folks who would hear cases and decide on cases, and the money would, none of the money would come from those who actually did the harm. So there would be taxpayer expense, there would be expense to other survivors, and it's not a bill that the vast majority of our coalition and the survivor community supports in any way.
So it looks like an attempt by some in the Republican conference in the Senate to pass a bill that looks like it does something and, in effect, not do what victims need in this case.
That's exactly right. And, you know, I'm a survivor, so I can speak from the survivor experience. I know with the hundreds of people that we deal with and the thousands of stories that we've heard from across the country, the number one thing that survivors are looking for is accountability. And there is no justice without accountability. And what this bill lacks is that essential element.
I've noticed that some advocacy organizations are starting to do more innovative methods of advocacy on this bill this year. For example, I saw a billboard when I was driving on 787, and I've heard people talking about the impact that the film Three Billboards has had. Is this something that you're finding an effective way of calling out lawmakers who haven't been responsive on this bill?
Yeah, you know, I think a couple of years ago when I got involved in this measure, one of the first things I did with my client, Safe Horizon, is pull together the various organizations and survivors that we knew of who were all interested in the bill and try to coordinate an effort to pass meaningful legislation. And we've started a listserv and we share ideas, but, you know, people do their own independent things as well. And there's various degrees of motivation. There's various degrees of anger. There's various degrees of coordination that goes on. But there are definitely a strong coalition and a more active coalition. And it's getting stronger and stronger every year. And a lot of folks are doing really amazing things, including touring around the state and meeting with PTAs and teachers and getting more medical professionals involved and speaking at Me Too events and Time's Up events and really growing exponentially. And the billboards have been effective. It's not something that I was part of putting together. I know the survivor who did do it, and, you know, her heart is in the right place. And if you know anything about her story, but it's partially rooted in Troy. She was abused at the Emma Willard School in Troy by her teacher. And in response, the Emma Willard School put her on a bus and didn't tell her parents and gave the teacher a letter of recommendation to go on and abuse other children.
Jessica, thank you for sharing that story with us. What can our listeners do to help pass this bill in New York?
They can call their own state senator, particularly if your state senator is a Republican, and voice your support. You can reach out to me at 518-449-3359 and let me know if you're interested in joining an advocacy day. You can follow NYPassCVA on Twitter and New York Pass the Child Victims Act on Facebook for lots of different updates.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was WOOC correspondent Corina Carey speaking with victim rights advocate Jessica Scarfroth.